All right, good morning. After a long hiatus due to Yontif and a number of Wednesday morning conflicts, things like Rosh Chodesh, it's great to be back and to continue our study of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We're on page Kuf Lamed Ches 138 for those following, and we have begun the section of Itur. Again, for those who are new, the theme of Sha'arim B'Tfilah is based on the Yalkut Shimoni that has 13 synonyms for prayer. We have not just one concept of davening to Hashem, but we come from different positions and perspectives. We have different moments. The davening of a joy is different than the davening in crisis. And therefore, if Pinkus develops the different notions, the different paradigms of prayer. And here we're in the section of Itur. Itur of Pinkus has defined as davening as a nudnik to Hashem. Whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you want, not stopping asking until you get it. And we saw last time we met, Rav Pinkus described that normally the reason that we ask for something, whatever we're asking for, health, parnasa, shalom bayis, that the Mets lose, whatever it is that we're asking for, that one's not being answered, but we're going to keep asking over and over.
Really hard.
Really hard, yeah. This is, according to Back to the Future, this is the year. Today's the day. So,
2018,
Rabbi. Yeah, there you go. So normally when you ask for something, the whole goal, the whole reason for asking for it is to achieve the desired result. If I ask you to do a favor for me, if it's clear that the answer is no, I might as well give up asking, because there's no value to the asking other than it being the means by which I get you to do the desired action or to take the desire, to make the desired choice. But when it comes to asking, the Ribono Shel Olam, says Rav Pinkus, it's not just the goal, it's not the result alone that we seek. The process of asking Hashem is in itself the goal. Whether we're ever answered or not obviously is important. The reason we're asking is to be answered. But even if we're never answered, just by virtue of asking, we're drawn closer to Hashem. Through the exercise of saying, Hashem, I rely on you, I depend on you, you and only you can give me the answer, that alone draws me closer to Hashem, yields an intimacy and a close relationship. So says Rav Pinkus, the paradigm of the tefillah of Itur is the notion of not giving up. Over and over and over again, asking Hashem like a nudnik. Because even if you're not answered, but gufa, just the process of asking over and over, itself leaves and yields a closer relationship, which is in itself a goal and a destination. Alright, so we're on the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Ches 138. Last paragraph. Kasher mishtamish adam b'midah zu shel tefillah. When you use this midah, and this is not a midah, this type of prayer should not be taken lightly or used in inconsequential things. Right? This type of tefillah is for that thing that you really, 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 really want. A child, a job, shalom bayis. You know, something of great significance that you don't take no for an answer. You are a nudnik. You talk to Hashem all day long about it. You, so to say, drive Him crazy. When our kids do that to us, we're ready to, like, I don't want to say, the explode. Police will come arrest me, but we're ready to explode. We'll go with that. Right? When our kids do that to us, stop asking. I made it clear the answer is no. In fact, if you ask me again, you'll never get that thing the rest of your life. And you'll lose everything else you have that's good. Don't ever ask me again. But Hashem, who's our Father, is the opposite. Ask me again. I may not be ready to say yes. Ask me again. I love it that you're asking me. I love it that you know I'm here. I love it that you're talking to me. I love it that you realize I'm the one who can give it to you. Hashem says, ask me again. Ask me again. He wants us to be that nudnik. So implicit within every tefillah should be the idea that Hashem, I'm asking from my finite, limited perspective, I'm going to be a nudnik and drive you crazy because from my finite perspective, this seems like it would be good for me. But I concede at the outset, I submit that if you, the infinite one, determine it's not good, let's go with your plan. Right? So implicit in every one of our tefillahs should be the statement, or implicit should be the concession, I'm asking from my limited perspective. But ultimately, I know that you know what's best for me. So if you have to make a choice between going with what you think is best for me or what I think is best for me, we're going to go with you. However, what? However, the process of tefillah is transformative, right? We've spoken about before, this is brought by many of the commentaries, that the process of the Avudraham and others, tefillah is written in Lashon Hitpael. Hispalel is a transformative. We change ourselves. So maybe the old me was not deserving. For the old me, that wouldn't have been in my best interest to have that. But through the process of prayer, there is a new me. I've transformed myself. And the new me is deserving of a new evaluation, deserving of a new judgment. So through the process of asking over and over again, I transform who I am through the emuna I've displayed. I become a new me, and perhaps worthy of a new judgment. And this is what Rav Pinkus writes here. When you do use this midah, selectively, occasionally, right? Driving Hashem crazy, being a nudnik, laharbos ma'od b'chol minei tefilos, t'chinos u'bakashos b'chol al kol inyan v'inyan, to come back, laharbos, to elaborate and to come back and to over and over and over again, hatfila loveshes mida v'tzura shel ribui. The tefillah itself is different. You might be saying the same words over and over again, but the words are not the same. The more you say them, you have actually transformed the tefillah. And he compares it here to the individual who's a masmid. What's a masmid? Somebody who sits and learns without distraction. The person who learns intensely, with focus, and continuously. The person who uses every free moment. The person who is dedicated and devoted to learning Torah. Sha'riboy votes masas mada einarak tosefes kamos shows limud. Right? If you remember that guy in Shiva, or if you were that guy in yeshiva, the masmid is not just a person who's learning 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 hours. Oh, he's learned 14 hours during the day. It's that he takes on a new chalos. He is a masmid. His whole learning is different. His whole learning is different than the person who learns a little here and a little there and is distracted and takes the coffee break and checks his phone and battles with his chavrusa. The guy who's the masmid doesn't just have more quantitative learning under his belt, but the quality of that learning is different as well. He is a masmid. Ela kotsuras hadvekas belimud uvahavanas hatora mishtanal mitzias chadash lagamrei. The whole attitude towards learning, the experience of learning. The masmid might learn the same hour as you, but that hour is different for the masmid than it is for me. Ukayadua bi Yisrael sha masmid hu chefta acher lagamrei meoso alomed leprakim. The masmid is a different person doing different learning than the individual who learns occasionally. So, Kain Yeshna Mitzvah Shal Masmid B'Tfilos, just like there's a masmid, just like there is a category, an individual, who's not just quantitatively learning more, but the quality of his learning and who he has become is different, so too there's the concept of the masmid in davening. Va'az HaShayach HaShalo, Ha'avana Madregas K'dushasa V'Taharasa B'Inyan HaTfilo, Ne'epachem L'Mitzvah Chadasha. It's not just that the person who has kavana, it's not just that the person who understands what they're saying, it's not just the person who elaborates in their prayer has more quantity of prayer. Oh, everyone else is out of there. That's the guy who's still davening and wraps up his tefillin, and you know, you're not sure which minyan he went to because he's made it through 3, 2.5 minyanim, right? It's not just the quantity of his davening which is longer. The whole quality, his davening is a different davening. If you freeze frame 5 minutes of his davening and 5 minutes of your davening, his 5 minutes are different. Even the same 5 minutes within the davening, because he's taken on a new identity as being a masmid in tefillah. Ha'adam atzmo hofech lios bal avoda. Such an individual is transformed to be a bal avoda, a seeker. He's a spiritual seeker. He's aspiring. He really knows Hashem standing in front of him. He's really talking to God. He's really talking to God. And that individual is a different experience of davening. U'kasher remez David HaMelech v'amar va'ani tefillah. David HaMelech uses the language in Tehillim Kuf Tes, ani tefila, I am prayer. Hayinu ani atzmi hafachti lios cheftza shatfila udvekas bashem. What David HaMelech was saying is that I am so connected to prayer. My whole life I am muttering and uttering and talking to you, Hashem, throughout my day. I am prayer. My life is prayer. Not va'ani tefila, I pray, but I am prayer. I'm talking to you in the car on the way to work. I'm talking to you when I'm trying to make the deal. I'm talking to you on my way home about, I hope everything goes well at home. I'm talking to you as I'm making dinner. I'm talking to you. It's not just, I talk to Hashem in shul. I close the sitter. I'm out of here. I'm done. Check, Shacharis. Mincha, check. Maariv, check. Vani tefila is to be a masmin in tefila. God, you're with me everywhere. You're with me everywhere. I'm talking to you every batter, between every inning. I'm talking to you every moment of the day. I'm talking to you. I need tefila. David HaMelech was not wasting his time on that. How do you achieve that level? How do you transform your life to being a walking prayer, a person of prayer, a Baal Avoda? Not a person who prays, but a prayerful person. So it's by understanding what you're saying, it's by elaborating on what you're saying, it's by being devoted to what you're saying, and it's the same thing as in learning, to be a masmid in prayer. Talking to you, Hashem, I'm not giving up. I'm going to nudge you over and over and over again with the asterisk, Simon, that if it's not good for me, of course don't give it to me, but all else being equal, please, 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 I'm not letting go, I'm not dropping it. And unlike with parents and children, Hashem, our parents, says, I love it. Keep it coming. Ask me again. Show me again that you know I'm here. Talk to me again like you realize I'm the one who gives it. Because it makes me feel closer and closer and closer and closer to you. All right, we'll stop here. Have a fantastic week. You too.